Touchdown Tampa Bay, you're listening to the PewterCast.
Welcome to the PewterCast. I am Brent Allen, your host, joined as always by my good friend, Ren, working hard, Daxed. Ren, You're just telling me you've been out in the sun a lot, buddy. You're looking a little golden over there, my friend.
Yeah, I'm digging up a monster bush. Satan's spawn bush.
Satan's spawn bush.
I mean, I know I sort of told you about it, like, off air, but I really can't describe how bad it is trying to clip this thing back and then dig it out. Like, it's terrible. But anyway, to other news, because I'm done talking about it.
Right. No, it's okay. I won't make you relive that here for everybody. Hey, listen, Ren, we had something happen in the world of, typically I would say the Buccaneers, but really the NFL world as a whole. The 2020 schedule came out just a few hours ago.
It did. And as much as you don't like mock drafts, I am the same way on schedule release.
Right.
Like, I already know who they're playing. That's all I need to know.
Right. I've seen people like, now that the schedule's released, what do you think the record's going to be? And I'm like, we've known the opponents. That hasn't changed. It's just all the order.
Yeah. You know, and I should say I'm always interested, especially being a Bucs fan, like how many primetime games we get, because usually we get one.
Right.
And it's Thursday night, because every team has to play Thursday night. So that's our one a year usually.
Except for last year we didn't have one? Or there was a year here recently, like in the last 2 years, we did not have any Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night. We had nothing.
I don't think so, man.
I think it was anyway. I look for typically the Thursday night game. I also look for the bye week. I want to see where the bye week is.
Yes. And it's amazing that, you know, I'm not going to go as far as to say that the NFL has a vested interest in the Bucs winning, but like having the bye week, you know, within the first 2 weeks, you're eligible.
Right.
That's, you know, now we got it the last week we're eligible, or, you know, the last bye week of the season, five primetime games. We play no more than two games on the road and play no more than two games at home.
Right.
And if you notice, the last 7 weeks, we get our bye and four home games and two away.
Right.
And we have no cold games.
Right.
Because they're all at home. The two away are in domes. They're in Detroit and they're in Atlanta. So,
Fair. Yeah. So, I didn't even think about that. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, there's, like, we're set up, ready to go. It's just a little different than it has been.
Right.
Forever.
Right. This is one of those, like, there's a small piece of me that goes, okay, they royally screwed us last year on the schedule. I don't want to sit back and say, oh, this is the NFL making up for it. Although I hope that that's kind of a part of it. I mean, even the NFL people said, yeah, if we could redo one, we'd redo the Buccaneers. Like, that's what they said last year.
Yeah.
But this is certainly a much more favorable schedule. But let's kind of get into it. That's what we'll be talking about today. I do want to say before we go any further, we are posting our recordings now up on YouTube. And so for anybody who might be watching the video of this, as opposed to just listening to the audio podcast, hello. And to all of you listening to the audio podcast, hello to you as well too.
And go to YouTube and subscribe.
Go to YouTube and subscribe. That's right. We are trying to get up to 1,000 subscribers. We're knocking on the door. We're really close. When we decided to do this, I went over and looked up and I went, whoa, like, we're pretty close to 1,000. And there's something when you hit 1,000 subscribers and you have to have like a couple other metrics, but it unlocks some stuff for you.
Yeah.
And the only metric we're missing is the 1,000 subscribers. Like, we have all the other ones. So you guys, if you haven't subscribed yet, even if you're just going to listen to us on the podcast, you're I'm not really going to watch them on the video. That's okay. We understand. We have faces for radio. Just go subscribe for us anyway. Like, that would help us out a ton.
Just do it. We don't ask you for anything. Like, we didn't play ads for the first 4 years.
Right.
You know, it's just like, just go. And if, like, just what, one third of the people that listen to every pod on average goes over to YouTube, like mm-hmm. we'll blow it out of the water because, you know, well, I guess we'll go over because maybe we're less right. than 200 away is what
gonna,
it is.
I was going to say, I think we're less like if less than a tenth of the people who listen to an average yeah, show.
But you got to think that, yeah. you know, those 800 and over people are in that average.
Sure. Sure.
So, sure. Yeah, well,
I mean, I was going to say until you said blow it out of the water, it's like, yeah, if a third of our people go do it, that'd blow it out of the water. That'd be awesome. Yeah, so, I don't look, know what the next tier is, but that'd be cool.
And I'm one of those people who's like, I don't go on Facebook because, you know, like they keep throwing ads at me and I feel like I work for Facebook. So I don't go on it. I think your app should work for you. I don't like it, you know, when I listen to podcasts and they're constantly asking you to do stuff for them, you know, just kind of rubs me a little bit of the wrong way. I understand it, but it's kind of rubs me a little bit of the wrong way, but we've never asked anything of you guys. Just go over there, go. You don't have to turn on the notifications. We're just trying to get to 1,000.
Right.
That's all you have to do. Just go and hit subscribe and we'll get to 1,000 and then we can bring you some better content.
There you go. So you guys do the that. End. We would very much appreciate it as well too. I don't know if that's a proper place. Anyway.
I'm so ready for you to drop that.
Are you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Fair enough. Well, we are here to obviously talk about the 2020 schedule release as we go through it. I mean, I guess when we can go through and do like our schedule prediction, but before we get there, there are a few things that sort of stand out to me. Sure. Did you have anything that stands out to you that you want to dive into? I'll certainly throw it to you first.
What besides the five primetime games?
We could talk about that five primetime. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I mean, that's what stands out to me because that's all I really care about.
But see, more than the five primetime games that stands out to me are the other, what would the math be? Seven? Is that what it is? There's only 6 1 o'clock games. Everything else is an afternoon game or a primetime game. Meaning, and usually those afternoon games, like the late afternoon ones, the 4:30 games, like they're not, I guess, primetime, but they tend to be a lot more in the national spotlight.
Yeah, and you know so I mean? you can't tell me week 6 versus the Packers at 4:30 isn't going to be like Fox's game of the week.
Right, right. You know? Exactly. Yeah,
so we're going to be on TV a lot. And
you can't tell me that the season opener of us versus the Saints at 4:30 is not also Fox's game of the week.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I guess what surprises me is like the Bears got 4 primetime games.
Did they?
And the Patriots got 5.
Did they? I saw Greg Allman put out a tweet like kind of like detailing out like how many primetime games each team got. And I was surprised of how many teams got 5 primetime games throughout the season.
I guess we just never really realized.
That's never been our club. It's like we're in a new club. We're like, there's so many of you here. Yeah. Wow.
I'm just going to follow Tom. Like, wherever, where do we sit? Hey, Tom, where do we sit? Right. I don't know where we sit. Right. Where do we sit? Do I just go get a drink or does someone come to me? Like, I don't know what to do here.
Right. He's that guy who's like, okay, listen, just start with the outside forks, move in as we go through the meal.
I know how to do that.
Well,
I know how to set it.
Oh, do you like pull out the ruler and everything?
No, I don't have to. I've done it so many times. It's spot on.
You just do it. Okay, I got you.
All of the old peepers.
There you go.
All of the old peepers.
There you go.
I will also be asking Tom what to wear when we get into the five primetime club.
You mean you can't just wear like a Buccaneers jersey?
No, I can't because I don't own any and never will. But I don't know. Is it black tie when we all get together and talk about all our, you know, how many games we get?
There you go.
You know?
There you go. So we, you know, definitely the five primetime games, the 12, let's add them all together. The 12 spotlight games, I think I'll say we only have, and then the, you know, like I said, the 1 o'clock, there's only 6 of them right now. The Detroit game and is a two of them are determined. Against
the Panthers because they suck.
Right. And two of them are against Atlanta. Same reason. But I mean, okay. So, but look at that. Both of our games this year against the Saints are a 4:30 again. That's going to be the Fox game of the week.
Right.
And then it's a primetime.
So America will see it.
Is that a Monday night game? Or is that a Sunday night game?
It is a Sunday night game.
It's a Sunday night game, but still primetime game. So both of the ones against the Saints are levied up there. So, you know, that certainly is something fun to see.
I can't believe they didn't put us in the Chiefs in like a Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night game.
That could be flex though. We're getting into week 12 at that point. Like depending on how the two teams are.
Like, yeah, but they scheduled a Thursday, a Sunday, and a Monday night game for week 12. And Mahomes versus Brady's not one of them.
Not it. Yeah.
Maybe that's one of the Patriots. Patriots Dolphins Monday night. Sure, that'll be entertaining.
Let's all go watch that one. So we have that. Obviously we've talked a smidge about opening the season. It's Brady versus Breeze, not Bucks versus Raiders revisit of the old Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, right.
And it's not Atlanta.
And it's not Atlanta. It's not it's not Minnesota either, Ren.
You know, also what I didn't get was like, first of all, these people put out these fake schedules, you know.
Right. I just got your Atlanta reference. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
It was going around for
like 2 days. Everyone's right. Inside source. Here's a book schedule. And it's like, it wasn't even close.
Right.
And then when, you know, 7:30 was going to hit and the Bucks were going to release it and you had a half hour. And if you wanted to go watch it on whatever NFL network and, you know, sort of them talk about all the major breakdowns you could. Mm-hmm. But what's the hurry to get like confirm these three games and dates? Like just wait the 15 minutes. Right. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, it's not undrafted free agents. There's not a time limit on this where like you need to get, you know, there's guys out there that you need to get on your team. It's like the fastest go person wins. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, look, I know these five games for sure. And like, so like, like, why are you ruining it for everybody?
Right.
You don't even have the schedule. You're just putting out like a third of
it. Right.
And it's not consecutive. There's week 2 and week 7 and week 9 and week 11. Here you go, Bucks fans. Thanks, buddy.
Right, right. So let's see here. Have
I mentioned that schedule day is not my favorite?
It's not. It's not. you are making that certainly clear. Let's see here. The only other thing, the division games stand out to me the way those are layered. Like we open with two division games. Right in the middle of the schedule, we have two division games back to back. And then we close out with two out of three games being divisional games.
Yeah, the NFL's version of a doubleheader.
Right.
Yeah.
Three times during the season. Yeah.
No. Like this has happened with us before, and I think it's been with the Falcons, where like you don't play the same team back to back weeks.
Right.
But we have played the Falcons with just one game in between.
Right.
Like twice.
I feel like we close out with the Falcons quite often.
Someone said in chat it's the third year in a row.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Happened last year. It's happening this year.
Yeah.
Probably happened two years ago. I don't know. I'm not going to call Mike Flowers a liar.
So we open with that. We go to this Thursday night game, right? Against Chicago. And that starts this big stretch. For like, is it 7 weeks? It's like for 8 weeks, we have a stretch where we only have one 1 o'clock game in the middle of that. Like it's this 8 week stretch where seven of those weeks are these, what I'm kind of calling the spotlight games, like what between prime time and those game of the week type games.
Well, starting with the Bears, and here's, I guess, an interesting thing, starting with the Bears week 5 and then ending with the Rams week 11, five of those 7 weeks is a primetime game. Like they all come in those 7 weeks.
Three
of them come in a row. And then you got the Packers game, which is also, you know, it's going to be a must watch game.
Sure.
And then you got, you know, the Panthers and why are they even a team anymore? It's so quickly how I turn, you know, turn into a snotty Patriots fan, isn't it? So this is what it feels to be superior to everyone. Oh. Just fold up shop, Carolina. Right.
Everybody,
you're garbage. Yeah.
Right, right.
Garbage.
Ren's gonna go to a Carolina game and take his bag that he puts over his head and just sit in the stands with that bag over his head in Carolina just to.
It'll be
just
painted to be there. Teal and black.
Right.
Sissy blue and black.
He's gonna be that guy. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Let's hear.
Yell at Keekly was overrated.
Well, guys, I am now accepting applications for new co-hosts here. My previous one was stupid and got himself
sucker punched with a bag on his head because he couldn't see.
And he can't talk for the next
week 2 at Carolina. So let's go through this and let's do a win loss.
Yeah, because that's really it. I mean, that's all I have. Those are the things that stood out to me. So yeah let's do it. Let's do a win loss. We will not include the preseason games in that. Although I'm very sad to see the Jaguars are a home game for Tampa in the preseason. I really kind of wish they were the away game.
Yeah.
But that's my own. That's for me personally.
Yes.
It's like getting a third preseason game for me. Anyway, so week one going up against the Saints, Ren, what you got? Win loss.
I thought we were just gonna do the record. Like,
oh, you want to just do the record? Oh, we can just do it that way.
16-0.
We're going to the ship.
I don't even know what that means, and I hate it.
Never seen that. You've never seen what is that? Hardball? No, not Hardball. Yeah, Hardball with Keanu Reeves, right? Yeah, Hardball.
Hardball.
Have you ever seen that movie
with Keanu Reeves?
Yes. It's like, think like the Mighty Ducks for baseball. That's what it is.
No, I haven't.
Yes. Go. It's a great movie. Go watch it.
So Keanu Reeves plays Kevin Bombay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. And it's
Kevin Pompey, frozen in ash.
Gordon Bombay. That's his name.
Gordon Bombay. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That's pretty much what it is. Take it from a PG to like a PG-13 rating.
I think I have seen it.
Yeah.
Now I remember. I think I have seen it. Yeah.
Anyway, so you say 16-0.
Yeah. I mean, what game are they going to lose? And why are we even predicting it? Because it's ridiculously stupid.
I mean, you stole my thunder because I was absolutely going to. I was legit going to go 16-0. I was going to go game by game and just go win all the way across and let you make fun of me. But, you know.
Oh, we can do that. Week one in New Orleans. What do you think?
I think we're going to win. I think we're going to pull it out.
Me too. Week two, Carolina.
Carolina sucks this year. They don't know what they're doing. They're a dumpster fire. Yeah. We're going to win.
Yeah. Week three, Denver.
Denver's still up and kind of. They haven't figured out. They don't even have a quarterback in Denver yet. So,
Neither with the Chargers. So, neither with the Bears.
Right.
The Packers.
Packers. Aaron Rodgers is on the decline.
Aaron Rodgers is overrated.
Aaron Rodgers is a year away from going to Minnesota. So
I will be shocked by week six if he's even completed a pass.
He can no longer float is what it is. So
Aaron Rodgers doesn't have any weapons. The Raiders, well, they're the Raiders.
And they've got John Gruden, so we're going to beat them.
The Giants. I have no idea why Giants is on Monday Night Football, and I don't know why they're playing against us.
I agree with that at all. Yeah. And then we go back and we play the Saints again. Well, we've already beat them once, so we're absolutely going to do it again.
Yeah. Right? Panthers, again, like they're forfeiting their franchise this year.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams, like, God, you know, are like, who's what kind of defense going to play? Who's going to play defense for them? Like, they have no offensive line at all. They got really nice skill position players, but no offensive line at all.
Right.
The Chiefs, like, when's
that'll
the last
be a tough
time?
One, but we're going to pull it out.
When's the last time they ever won anything? You know what I mean?
Super Bowl slump, man. Super Bowl slump.
Right? When has Andy Reid won a thing? Then we got a bye week. Perfect time.
Right. So we'll be nice and rested to.
Only the good teams get the last bye week. And then to finish it off, we got the Vikings, and Dalvin Cook will be hurt by then. Kirk Cousins will be hurt by then. Then we play the Falcons twice with Dirk Cutter and Raheem Morris.
Right.
Like those guys won't even have jobs by then. Quinn will be out. Quinn
will be fired by midseason, and they'll be doing that sort of thing for the Falcons by this point. So, yeah.
And then while mixing the Lions, Stafford's going to hurt his back again. So, you know, maybe we'll get Jameis on loan to come and throw for $450, 50 yards, so Brady can rest up for the playoffs.
Right.
The end, 16-0.
There you go. 16-0. You guys heard it here first at the PewterCast. Buccaneers are going 16-0. Take it to the bank.
I doubt you heard it here first. I bet people have been saying that since, you know, they signed Brady.
Right. All right, Ren. Well, that's the schedule.
I've been saying it since 1976.
There you go.
When we only had 14 games.
That you were going 16-0. All right, guys. Well, I mean, that's really it. I know that there's lots of pods out there, and they're probably going to go like talking a long time about the schedule release. And I don't know that there's much more to really talk about. So, Randy, you got anything else as we kind of close this out? This is a short one for us tonight.
What do you think? What do you think we are going to go
For real?
Don't even put the schedule into it. Or look at it, but injuries and all that kind of stuff. But you know, it's a tough schedule. You know, like we get New Orleans twice. I feel like we're playing sort of in the NFC East. Like we get to play the Dolphins and the Bills twice, or the Dolphins and the Jets twice. So the Panthers, like, our division games might be the easiest, you know? Mm-hmm. Denver, like, might be up there. Oh, the Giants, yeah. But, like, you play the Packers. Mm-hmm. You know, the Raiders don't really scare me, but, you know, we got to play the Rams, who's very talented. Got to play the Chiefs. Got to play the Vikings, who are going to be extremely well-coached, and they're very talented, and they had 17 mm-hmm. draft picks. Right. Lions don't really scare me, but, yeah, you know, it's two against the Saints.
I've got five games, maybe six, that sort of, I don't want to say worry me, but like, I think those will be super good games. And then I think we win the rest. So I'd say a floor for us should be 10-6, quite honestly.
If we lose both New Orleans games, lose the Packers game, mm-hmm. lose the Chiefs game, mm-hmm. lose the Vikings game, that puts us at 11-5. So I could throw in the Raiders game, I guess, or the Rams.
See, I would be more concerned about the Raiders over the Rams, honestly, right now.
Yeah, I can't really argue with that.
Yeah.
But really, like, you look at it and you go, and then you think, like, how have we not made the playoffs in 10 freaking years? When you look at the schedule, you're like, I just lost every close game. I counted them up. Every game that should be close, mm-hmm. I put in the loss column, and we're 11-5.
Right.
And then I had to find something else to put in there to be 10-6.
Right. So that's, I mean, like, legitimately, I think our floor is 10-6. And, you know,
also something I've been saying since
that does seem true. That very much, I saw a poll go out of, like, it was the, now that the schedule's released, what do you think their thing's going to be? And it was like 7-9, 8-8, 9-7, 10-6. Or maybe like 11-5, 10, I don't know, something like that. But like nothing was lower than it. Like it was zeros with anything that was less than 10-6. Like,
oh, on the poll question. 10-6.
Like everybody was 10-6, 11-5, 12-4. Like
how many votes?
I don't know. It was sort of a fleeting passing thing. I don't know.
I just like to look at the votes, especially when I see something that crazy. Like I vote mm-hmm. on it, and I'm like, what?
Right.
Then I look at how many votes.
I'm like, the third voter.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. I'll come back to that. Maybe. Right. Maybe if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this could be a good, I like the schedule. I do.
Like the schedule, but I'm not afraid of it. It's a hard schedule.
Well, yeah. But you're looking at it like according to the teams we play. I'm talking about it more just in how the schedule's laid out.
Oh, how the schedule's laid out, it'd be hard to make it any better.
Right. Exactly.
It really would, you know. Mm-hmm. And because you don't, like, I guess most people would say, like, off the top of your head, having a bye week in the middle would be the most beneficial, but you don't mm-hmm. know when somebody's going to get hurt. What if Brady's out for two games and it's week 8 and 9?
Right.
And we lose both those games. But, you know, if we had a bye week in there, that would be the time to have the bye week. So you really mm-hmm. don't know. So having it at the last possible week in the season, I like, because, you know, it's getting ramped up for the playoffs, because that's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 12 games. Then you've got 4 games and then another 3 if you're a wild card. Mm-hmm. And another 2 if you're not. So like 6 to 7 more games. So it's almost like right in the middle mm-hmm. if you're thinking, you know, I'll see you in Tampa, Mr. Winston.
There you go. Oh, there's a thing. So opening up the deal with the Saints, and this is, I mean, true of anything, but we're opening up. I've kind of actually wanted to say this for all. Is this more of a Brady versus Breeze type game, or is this Bucks versus Winston?
Oh, it's Brady versus Breeze.
Right. Because
yeah. Winston's a third string quarterback.
He's not playing. Right. Right. Like all these people are like, oh, Winston's going to come back and, you know, he's going to try to beat us and he's going to try whatever. And I'm like, Winston won't play. I mean, I suppose it's possible if something weird happens, but he's not playing. This is, you know, this is very much Brady versus Breeze. So, yeah. All right, man. That's it. That's all I got. You got anything else?
No.
All right.
I'd like to apologize to our listeners for putting this pot out. But we just felt, since everyone else was.
Yes. With that, well, before this completely derails, Ren, watch the folks where they can talk to you about any controversial thing you have said on today's episode. Tell them where they can find you on the internet.
I just want to ask everybody, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Because I know that, you know, some people, when they go live on YouTube, they have problems with actually hearing the people on the panel for like a half an hour. So I just want to know if you can hear us. That's a shout at my good friends over there. The best place you can find me is on Twitter, where volume is not necessary. plugging in wires is not necessary. Find me on Twitter at Rendax, RENDAXT. I'm always down to talk Buccaneers football. But if your take is too hot or you still want to put it out there, feel free to slide in my DMs and you can, well, I will, we can together talk about Buccaneers football there as well too.
And if you guys want to get in touch with me, you find me at Brent Allen Live across all the social medias. And the show is at The Pewtercast on Twitter and on Facebook. And you can email us to thepewtercast@gmail.com.
I can't hear you. What? What? I don't understand why it's not working. I don't understand why it's not working.
For the audio people later, I was just moving my lips and yeah. Anyway, hey guys, that's going to do it for us. You guys take it easy. We'll be back soon with more Bucks stuff.
With a
more
real
Bucks,
pod.
Yeah, with more Bucks talk. We have one recorded. It's in the can. Just
it is.
Waiting, you know, for the right time to put it out. So that's
the Wonder soon. Kid and uber competitive.
Huh?
That's my description of the pod. The one in the can.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. You guys will understand that reference a lot later. Sorry, I was like, what?
Probably a couple of weeks. No, Brent.
I honestly thought you were talking about Taylor Jenkins for a minute from over at Pewter Report. I was like, what? Why? You said like Wonder Kid and something. I was like,
oh, what? Wonder. You thought Wonder Twins.
That's what it was. That's okay. What it was. All right, hey, let's get out of here. This is just gone dumb. Until next time, go Bucks.
How come I can't hear anybody?